This is a dictation for Jan Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S, January 3151, addresses a letter to Dr. Sheila, S-H-E-L-I-A, Gendish, G-E-N-D-I-C-H, 616-527-3824. Dear Dr. Gendish, consultation for Mr. Jenkins with abnormal kidney function. He comes in person, background of diabetes, heavy smoker with evidence of COPD abnormalities on oxygen. Weight, appetite is stable. He eats only 1 meal a day and few snacks. No problems with vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal discomfort, diarrhea, bleeding. Has severe frequency, nocturia 5-6 times, some degree of incontinence, but no cloudiness, blood, foaminess, or infection. Presently, no edema. He does have a neuropathy, bilateral up to the mid legs. Has pain on walking, question claudication symptoms. Also has back pain, question spinal stenosis. No discolor of the toes or ulcers. Takes narcotics, no anti-inflammatory agents. Chronic chest pain on activity, not at rest. Off and on palpitations without any associated symptoms. Stable dyspnea from smoking. Uses oxygen at night 2 liters. No purulent material hemoptysis. Has a sleep apnea but unable to tolerate CPAP machine. No gross orthopnea PND. Some nights, night sweats for no reason. Some bruises of the skin, but no skin rash, no bleeding, no gums, no fever, no headaches, no new bone joint pain. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diabetes the last 2 years. Hypertension, long-standing, coronary artery disease with a prior stent at Lansing. A smoker COPD, respiratory failure, oxygen. Question TIA in the past without sequela. Denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion anemia, no kidney stones gout, no recent pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries including one stent coronary artery, back surgery, right shoulder, left hand, bilateral groin hernias, EGDs, colonoscopy, no malignancies. Next paragraph, reported side effects, allergy to Motrin. Next paragraph, medications include Diflucan for recent yeast on the scrotum. For memory, Aricept. Takes a number of eye drops, folic acid, insulin, Levimir, no sliding scale, thyroid replacement. Lisinopril was added to Losartan full dose. He says that this was done on purpose. He also takes HCTC, Xanax, a number of inhalers, Nebivolol, N-E-B as in boy, I-V as in Victor, O-L-O-L, on Norco, Seroquel, Flomax, Trazodone, vitamin D, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, other diagnosis, includes decreased hearing, chronic alcohol abuse. Reported gastric ulcer, but he does not recall that. Erectile dysfunction, depression. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 204, blood pressure 142/80 on the right, 144/78 on the left, looks chronically ill, elder than his age, respiratory distress at rest, which he says this is baseline, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no dysarthria, There is JBD, minor carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, air trapping emphysema without consolidation pleural effusion, appears regular, increases 1S2, no murmurs, no pericardial rap, no ascites, tenderness, masses, distension, no palpable liver spleen, overweight of the abdomen, decreased pulses, popliteal, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill with minor cyanosis and 1+ edema, but no gangrene. Next paragraph, creatinine over time has fluctuated. 2018, 1.35 for a GFR of 53. 2020, 1.75, 39. Another 2020, 1.22, 60. 2021, 1.38, 51. 1.15, more than 60. This year, 1.13 and 1.01. Pro-BNP has been suppressed in the 90s. Diabetes A1C poorly controlled, 10.6. The most recent sodium potassium acid base normal, calcium normal, albumin normal, liver function test not elevated. There is 100 of protein, no blood, more than 500 glucose, no anemia, normal platelets, antinuclear antibodies negative, ferritin normal, folic acid B12 normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Lightly diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria, fluctuating levels of kidney function, presently not severely compromised, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He has respiratory distress from smoker COPD abnormalities. I do not have reports of echocardiogram for ejection fraction valve abnormalities or right-sided heart failure. He does have evidence of peripheral vascular disease, which appears to be symptomatic, might require further treatment. The importance of diabetes control. I noticed that he is not on any sliding scales, only long-acting medication. This could be tried according to your input. Notice the double ARB and ACE inhibitors use, which is usually not recommended. Higher risk of renal failure in this combination. Otherwise, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. We will follow with you. End of dictation.